victorysquareblockparty.com.
Shuttle is going 2 times the speed of sound at the moment.
Rogue Folk Club and BC Entertainment Hall of Fame proudly presents the Special Pioneer Awards in order to celebrate those who represent artistic excellence in British Columbia. This year's inductees are folk musician Linda McRae and longtime CITR programmer Steve Edge. The awards ceremony and concert will feature performances from Thad Beckman and Linda McRae. The event will take place on September 4th, 7:30 p.m. at St. James Hall. Tickets will be sold for $24 each.
Good evening and welcome to another African Rhythms. It's 7:30 here, Pacific Time, on the West Coast, CITR.ca. Tune in and podcast right there. And tonight, here on African Rhythms, we're going to go all jazz. Jazz fusion, jazz dance, 70s jazz. We're going to give you some insights into the world of jazz. Not purist jazz. Jazz purists would probably turn their nose up to some of the material coming up, because this is the kind of jazz that takes in soul, disco, and funk, and embraces it. So stick around. You're listening to African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones. And we're starting Joe Zawinul, his version of the great In a Silent Way, which of course he was on. And he was the composer of But tonight we've got Charles Erland and Bobby Hutcherson in tribute to his recent passing, Ramsey Lewis, the great legend Weldon Irvine, Duke Pearson, and many great jazz funk records by Freddie Hubbard. Once again, Tarika Blue, and then later on, some great jazz dance, Jeff Lorba, Don Blackman, Eddie Russ, James Mason, and flute player Bobby Humphrey. Stick around. I'll be here right through till 9 p.m. But coming up next, synthesizer, keyboard, giant, organ player, Charles Erland. This is sort of a semi-unknown track by him. He has many great tracks known in the jazz dance field. This is an album called Odyssey coming up next, and a track called Fire.
If you ever seen the other side of town, you know, then you can relate to what I'm trying to lay down. The first thing you learn is you get nothing for free. No, no, no. But living there was a thing that made a man out of me. Yes, it did. Every Sunday, fancy cars move by, seem to say the things like you could make it a boy if you only tried. But what they couldn't see was that to be what I had to be, the only chance I
Now living there can teach you years of learning each day. But after a while you'll understand the words that I say. That the music was created to set all the soul free. I'm taking the time to thank the Lord now for the music in me.
Incredibly locally recorded and released. And this is a gentleman I met back in the 90s, Dale Jacobs, who passed shortly after that. Rest in peace. But fantastic jazz mixed with soul and rock, and just showing you the blends or the things that were happening in the 70s. And that is in tribute to Earth, Wind & Fire and Maurice White, who passed earlier this year. This is an incredible version by none other than fusion piano keyboard genius Ramsey Lewis on the Fender Rhodes. Thank you.
Thank you.
the incredible Eric Gale on guitar. That's from 1976, Weldon Irvine. An album called Sinbad, Music is the Key, which he remade on another album as well. Don Blackman, lead vocals. We're going to be hearing his phenomenal album later on, his self-titled. But in tribute to the recent passing of vibe player extraordinaire on Blue Note Records, Bobby Hutcherson,
I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we... You're not even going to last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal. What the...
It's a script.
I couldn't even... What?
Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain's okay, just fine. Back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Do you have any idea what you're listening to? London Philharmonic. It's Venus.
Uh-huh.
Venus.
Why not? We bounce signals off the moon's surface. There's no reason that Venus shouldn't radiate impulses.
I don't mean the static. Can't you hear it? The other thing?
What other thing?
Listen to it, Paul. Listen to the voice.
Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Incredible Flora Purim.
Go away, go away, go away.
And that's a Duke Pearson Blue Note 70s album. We're focusing tonight on African rhythms on jazz fusion, which certainly, as I was saying earlier, encompasses jazz, soul, funk, even a little bit of rock, and even disco, as we'll hear a little bit later on. But next, we are going to be checking out... This is How to Play the Fender Rhodes. Donnie wrote one of the best instrumentals of all time. Donnie wrote one of the best instrumentals of all time. This is the sound of the true Fender Rhodes. His solo is superb, so tasty and creative. R.I.P. Donnie, you'll always be in our hearts so long as melodies and lyrics are clear as glass. Thank you. definitive fusion, jazz funk, if you will. What was going on in the 70s? Freddie Hubbard, Liquid Love, which is also the title of that album. There was another thing that was going on in the 70s, and which started in the 60s, and that was the fusion of, say, Brazilian sounds, but also the direct-to-disc records, which were exceptional sound quality. And this is an example of one right here. This is Sam Most featuring Joe Farrell on flute, and a direct-to-disc recording, Samba to Remember You By. You're listening to African Rhythms here on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, African Rhythms Radio Facebook like page. So, so killer. Dueling flutes. That's right, dueling flutes. Sam Most with Joe Farrell. Interesting concept, and what a bass line. But very reminiscent of the jazz fusion thing that was happening in Japan in the late 70s. Top session musicians, direct-to-disc recordings. There were so many, we'll have to do a special on that sometime. But the state of the art in recording was happening in the late 70s. They just reached a very high level of quality where you can really hear on this track all the instruments so clearly. Beautiful. But one of our favorite jazz fusion records. Chiaro Scuro Records is an obscure label that James Mason and Tarika Blue came out on. And Tarika Blue is a phenomenal Irene Datcher on vocals. Coming up next in our mainly 70s focus on jazz fusion. Some of the finest, and the tempo's only gonna go up from here for the last 40 minutes of African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones, stick around.
Yes, I do feel for you.
And once again, Joe Farrell on the flute. Jeff Lorba, beautiful track called Sparkle. Here on our All Jazz Fusion special, I'm David Love Jones. You're listening to African Rhythms Radio. And my good friend Lisa was just in town from the UK, and she reminded me that yesterday, rest in peace, was Don Blackman's birthday. And we heard Don Blackman earlier with Weldon Irvine because, you know, he was in New York City and he was in with some of the top people, and they were two of the most slept on people. And this next album by Don Blackman, one of the definitive jazz fusion, jazz funk, soul albums of all time, coming up. So we'll send that track, Don Blackman track, out to my friend Lisa in the UK. And rest in peace, Don Blackman. But coming up next, flute player extraordinaire Bobby Humphrey. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up at the top of the hour, Skulls Hall Talk Radio with Brian. such a killer, killer track. As was the last one, both from the same album. James Mason, Rhythm of Life, 1977, taking in the elements of disco and combining with jazz and coming up with one of the most killer records of all time. Clarice Taylor on vocals on both those tracks. And that takes me back to living in England in 89. Giles Peterson, Patrick Forge, Dingwalls. Big up to the UK jazz dance scene, which taught me a lot about jazz fusion. So we're getting down to the last tracks of African Rhythms, our all jazz fusion special here tonight. I hope you've enjoyed it. And the final tracks, we're going to play Zaius, Eddie Russ, and See the Light, title track from his album, Definitive Jazz Dance as well, and Canada's own Eugene Amaro and his version of What's Going On. I'm David Love Jones. I'm glad you could make it all the way through till the end of yet another African Rhythms Radio. And I will be back next week and on and off throughout the winter, depending on the sports. But until next time, peace and love to you. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM UBC Radio. Peace and love to you.